Chapter 7. A Return to Life. It was almost midnight when Philippe placed his father's body on the table. After kissing his cheek, he put out the lamp. The soft light from the moon allowed the young man to see the outline of his father's body in the dark. Philippe wet a cloth with the liquid from the crystal and first wiped his father's head. The silence was intense. Then he heard some strange sounds, but Philippe thought it was just the wind moving through the trees outside. When he had rubbed the right arm with the liquid, he suddenly felt himself roughly grabbed at the back of the neck. Holding him up was the young, strong arm of his father. Philippe shouted loudly and dropped the flask. It fell and broke into many pieces. The liquid flowed out onto the floor. Only a few minutes had passed when it seemed like the whole household rushed into the room. Philippe's cry had awoken and frightened every servant in the house. The room was soon crowded with people holding candles. The trembling mass of people saw Philippe about to faint, but held up by the powerful arm of his father. Then they all saw a supernatural sight: the head of Don Juan, young and handsome, with black hair, clear eyes, and red lips. The head made horrible efforts to move the dead, wasted body, but it was of no use. The sight to those who stood by was truly shocking. No one could believe what they were seeing. An old servant broke the silence by shouting, "A miracle!" And all the Spaniards standing in the room repeated, "A miracle!" Too religious to admit it could be magic, Elvira sent for the abbot of San Lucas. When the abbot saw the miracle with his own eyes, he resolved to make some money from it like a man with good sense. He, like anyone else, only wanted to increase his profits. The abbot declared that Don Juan must be made a saint. He appointed his monastery for the ceremony. He said the monastery should from now on be called San Juan de Lucas. At these words, the head of Don Juan made a face of disgust. He knew exactly what the abbot was up to. It is well known that Spaniards enjoy grand ceremonies, so it should not be difficult to imagine the marvelous event that was about to take place. Everyone from the monastery prepared for the canonization of Don Juan with excitement. The abbot knew that this event would make his monastery the most popular in the region. A few days after the death of Don Juan, the story of his miracle had spread from village to village. People came from all around the region to witness this miracle they had heard about. They were all drawn to the occasion by the possibility of a new saint. Soon enough, the ancient church could not hold the crowd which had gathered to see the ceremony. The viewers were packed closely together. There was no room to kneel or to sit down. Men, women, and children all stood together waiting for the grand event to begin. This mass of people, all loaded down with flowers, made a commotion in the silence of the night. Suddenly, the great doors of the church opened. The people who arrived late had to stay outside of the church, but from a distance they could still see inside. Those who were religious and those who weren't all stood together, intent on winning the favor of a new saint. They lighted thousands of candles in Don Juan's honor. These brilliant lights made the church and its surroundings look almost magical. At the end of the church rose a high altar. To the crowd it looked like a rising sun. However, the beauty of the church did not compare to the body of Don Juan. The once great nobleman's body sparkled with stones, flowers, crystals, and gold. He had been placed in a reliquary and was surrounded by burning candles. The abbot of San Lucas, wearing his formal robes, sat in a large chair. He was surrounded by other priests. They came and went among the clouds of incense like planets moving around the heavens. They were all getting ready to finally make Don Juan a saint.